Advent is about the coming Messiah. The coming Messiah is the King. Scripture presents this truth in a figure, an image. Scripture says the Messiah holds the key of David and the scepter of the house of Judah. God had made a covenant with King David that he would set a ruler on his throne that would be king forever. Samuel the prophet anointed David king as a boy and as one who was after God's own heart. Nevertheless, he did this even as Saul remained king, because Saul had been unfaithful and God took the kingdom from him. But to the careful Bible reader, it was already clear, even at the time of his anointing, that Saul's kingship would not last, and that Saul's house would not endure. In Genesis 49:10, as Jacob blesses his sons individually, he says this: "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." King Saul was a Benjamite, but David was a descendant of Judah. Judah was the fourth son of Jacob, of the fourth tribe. When he and nine of his brothers sold their brother Joseph into slavery in Egypt, Judah was the one that suggested they do it. But it was also Judah who later gave his word to Jacob that he would protect his brother Benjamin with his own life. And when Benjamin was going to be captive in Egypt, Judah offered to take his place. So it's fitting that David of Judah refused to raise his hand against Saul, a Benjamite. Nevertheless, the scepter was to go to Judah, to King David. When Judah's descendants entered the promised land, the Lord allotted to Judah's tribe a central stake of the southern portion of Israel. It included a big city inhabited by the Jebusites named Jerusalem. It was built upon a hill called Zion. And Judah also included a little town called Bethlehem. Later, when the nation would be split, the southern kingdom would be called Judah because it was still ruled by the scepter of Judah, the Davidic king. And the Jews, so often talked about in the later Old Testament, books like Ezra and Nehemiah and Esther, and throughout the New Testament, Jews are mentioned. This does not indicate all of Israel. Jews are only those who are from the kingdom of Judah. The Jews are special because the scepter shall not depart from them. It was given to David, descendant of Judah, who holds the keys to the kingdom. We are considering some of the seven Advent antiphons during our midweek services. These antiphons, which are the source for each verse of the hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, these antiphons contain a messianic title for the Son of God, and they end with a petition for him to come. This week we consider the title, Key of David, that is, the one who unlocks the covenant of David and his eternal throne. It reads, O Key of David and Scepter of the House of Israel, you open and no one can close, you close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and the shadow of death. The existence of a key, with reference to David, is first mentioned in the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, verse 22. There the prophet tells the palace secretary, Shebna, that he will be replaced by Eliakim, for God, quote, will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, which we just read, Jesus is presented as the one who holds this key. It reads, And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one will open. It is Jesus who holds the key of David. But this is not the only key in Scripture held by Jesus. In the book of Revelation also, St. John falls at Jesus' feet, as though dead from the overwhelming power of the presence of the Lord. But Jesus laid his right hand on him and said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." And to his apostles, Jesus asks them who they say he is. And Peter replies, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus says, "Right you are, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Jesus is the key. He has the key. He unlocks the throne of David and holds the scepter to rule God's people forever. He unlocks death and Hades, which had bound us since that fateful first day that Adam ate and brought us our wages. And he gives the keys to his church on earth to bind and loose consciences by the remission and retention of sins, until he comes again to rule forever, world without end. Bethlehem was David's birth city, but it was Jerusalem that he conquered and made the holy city of God. God had given David the scepter and the key to enter its gates. So too the Christ, of the lineage of David, was taken in the womb of Mary to David's birthplace to be born in Bethlehem. But he died and rose again and conquered in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that stones the prophets and kills those sent to it. Jesus wept over Jerusalem before he entered her. He suffered in her and for her and was raised to life in her and will return again, bringing her with him. The present Jerusalem, over which wars are presently fought, is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The bridegroom, our King, who holds the key of David.
O key of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and no one can close, you close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and the shadow of death.
We continue with the Magnificat. Please rise.